No, concerning nakedness, it's an absolutely fascinating topic. And always a danger of oversimplification or taking shortcuts. God creates man. He creates them male and female. And after creation, he said he saw that it was good. Meaning to say that his creation of a human being made up of body and soul, made up of intelligence, will and heart, made up of male and female, that creates a lot of problems for us. Because, I mean, all these things have to be harmonized. After original sin, the result was disharmony. Conflict between God and man because it revolted against him. Conflict between male and female because the disharmony, the conflicts between the two sexes begin in this very moment, because the moment you sever yourself from God, everything is going to have consequences. And the magnificent image that Adam has of Eve, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, when he sees this perfectly, he's ruptured. And concupiscence steps in, that all of a sudden Eve, instead of ceasing in all her beauty, is seen as a creature marked by original sin, where concupiscence awakens in the male, you know, and therefore ruins the relationship between them. The perfect harmony between intelligence, will, and heart before original sin. Now, when you have Adam and Eve created by God and it was good, the beauty of the human body is somewhere something overwhelming, because it was God's image incarnated in a body. And therefore, when you see the invention, the beauty of the invention of a male body and the invention of a female body, your response is awe and admiration, because the two sexes are so magnificently expressed in physical form, and they're so admirably complementary. And that is the beauty of nakedness as created by God, which you find in great works of art. Take, for example, my great love, passionate love, for the dying slave of Michelangelo. You know, do you know it? It is in the Louvre. It's one of the most unbelievable representations of the beauty of the male body, that you have a feeling of awe and respect and admiration. What happens at the moment of original sin is that all of a sudden, as a punishment of sin, first punishment of sin, break between God and man, and the break is so severe that man could not bridge it. It can only be reached from the side of God towards us, but we can no longer traverse the abyss that sin has created. The result is immediate. The human body now is stripped of the vestment of innocence. That is to say, the beauty of the human body in front of God. It's taken away from us. Then comes in concupiscence, and the human body becomes an object of shame, because shame is the horror you have of discovering your nakedness, meaning to say stripped of innocence. And then there is something which is distorted, there is something which is perverted, there is something which is poisoned. This is the meaning of shame at the moment of original sin. And it is true that the human, the naked body, cut off from God, is no longer beautiful, because concupiscence poisons it. And this is expressed in the body language. You know, this is why the education, Catholic education as it was, taught us by the nuns when I was 5 years old, don't forget that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. That was told me and made an enormous impression, meaning to say, the way that you walk, the way that you sit, the way that you laugh, the way that you behave, your body language can either express a consciousness of your dignity of a human person or degrade it. You know, therefore, what is the language of a prostitute? In a body language, it's an invitation to sin, because then you present the human body as an object of pleasure and satisfaction. If you read the Bible, and as I said, this is what I've been doing now, you read the story of Noah, and he's tipsy or drunk, and he lies on in his tent, naked. And Ham, who is supposed to be the youngest son, it's not quite clear, sees him and doesn't cover him, just reports it. And the two of the brothers walk backward, carrying a coat and covered him. Why? Not because Noah's body was in any way disgusting, but because the body indicates intimacy, secrecy, some sort of mystery, which is beautiful when it is a theme, but which otherwise becomes a desecration. You are not supposed to see your father's naked body, because you are not supposed to have some sort of insight into the incredible intimacy of the moment you were conceived. It's a secret. It is a secret that calls for covering, not because of ugliness, but because of secrecy and mystery and sacredness. If you go to an Orthodox Mass, you know, the Orthodox, at the moment of consecration, the doors are closed, because when the priest pronounces the word of consecration, there's such a mystery that these words all of a sudden obeyed a miracle that God is physically present. It's covered because of its beauty, because of its mystery, because of its sacredness. Original sin has desecrated nakedness, and this is where it calls for vestments in a negative sense. Therefore, if you read Noah, the son is cursed. The worst thing that can happen, to be cursed by your father. If you read Leviticus, there is a whole long chapter. Thou shalt not see the nudity of your father. Thou shalt not see the nudity of your sibling. Thou shalt not see the nudity. And it goes on and on and on and on. It's a secret. Keep away. Otherwise, this is a very grave offense of God. You read the poets, the prophets. You know, I have great difficulties reading the Bible when it comes to the book of Kings. Because number one, you have one thing after the other, and I cannot memorize them all. Number two, many things are pretty ugly. You know, there's adultery, there's perversion, there's homosexuality. You have it all in the Old Testament. You come to the prophets. You find it in Isaiah. You find it in Ezekiel, you find it in Jeremiah. And always again, it is said explicitly, I, God, your Lord, will cover your nakedness. Now, to cover a person's nakedness, it seems to me, it simply means to say, I shall give you back the vestment of innocence, which is symbolized by white, that is innocence, where black is sin and darkness. I wrote an article that was published a few months ago, Forgot Nothing, in The Wanderer. The role of vestments in the Bible. When Joseph is proclaimed viceroy of Egypt, because he saved Egypt for us. What does a pharaoh give him? A beautiful long robe of linen. Every time a person is honored, he's given special vestments. When the high priest in the Bible goes to the Holy of Holies once a year, he has to don a series of vestments on his head, on his hands, on his, you know, indicating it makes him worthy to enter. In the New Testament, people are invited to the celebration of the king's son's wedding, and they come without nuptial garments that throw down into darkness. In the Apocalypse, you know, when comes the glorification of the Lamb, and he's surrounded by people with white vestments. Therefore, you see, the whole question is, in the Bible, usually nakedness means the poverty of man cut off from God, which is a door to sin, because once you're cut off from God, it's not ugliness, it's simply because we've been stripped of what makes the dignity of the human body.